Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
All right, it's time for shovels. If you have one, 410-583-1057. Jeremy Conrad Norris here. Ed, who gets your shovel?
The New York Football Giants. You know, they announced that Brian Daboll has been relieved of his duties. Guy wins Coach of the Year. It was his first year, I think. Right? Coach of the Year. 3 years later, get out of here. Get out of here. And that's fine. I mean, sadly, that's the way the sport is. It's a business. I get it. You're not happy with what's going on. You want to put a better product on the field. I heard all the things they said. But how does a GM stay? Because it's really like he didn't build a great roster. The best player they've had in the last decade now plays for the Eagles. So, like,
and Joe just told me the GM didn't want Jackson Dart.
There's video of them in the draft room of him kind of saying, like,
so you can't even
if you're really sure, if you're really sure about this, you can take him.
Yeah. You sure about that? You sure about that, Joe?
Yeah. So I just don't. I think the GM should be the one to go, or both, and then bring in new people. Because why would you give this guy who didn't draft particularly well, didn't manage the roster well, you know, and now the coach is gone, and you're going to let him pick your next head coach? I don't quite understand what they're doing there, and I'm surprised because the Giants are one of those. I mean, that is a blue blood franchise. They're much esteemed. They should be in the NFL. They're up there with the Ravens, the Steelers, and the select few others that are just, you know, usually very well run, kind of conservative organization. Don't make a lot of mistakes. They have a lot of continuity. Giants have multiple Super Bowl victories. I just think it's very out of character for them, and I'm a little surprised. And if, to be fair, did you know Brian Daboll played football at the same college I did?
Yeah,
I did tell you that.
Yeah. I think we talked about that.
Yeah, he was at the University of Rochester, Yellow Jacket, another football power.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think he'll find a job relatively quick. It just makes you wonder when he gets the opportunity to get back as a head coach. All right, I got to give my shovel to all these people that are trying to get this cup from Starbucks. Have you seen this?
What?
The Bearista cup. So no. Like barista, but spelled with a, it's a bear. You know what it looks like? It looks like a larger version if you buy that honey in that bear shape thing. So it looks just like that with a straw to the top. People are selling them for $300 on eBay. That's for
$300?
What? For what? Like, who's the person that pays $300 for that? Like, what? What is that? It says, okay, this is the new Labubu. What is it, Joe? Labubu?
Those are like toys, though.
Yeah, but I mean, they're saying that's how crazy this is.
Those are ridiculous, those things.
I didn't know what they were until my wife and I went to the Annapolis Mall, and I saw like four. I was like, who goes there? And apparently it's like the biggest thing, and then South Park had an episode on it the next week.
So, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like.
Do you see it? Or are you looking up something else? Sorry.
I'm trying to find it. My phone's frozen.
Yeah. Oh, great. It says thousands of grown adults are waking up as early as 3 to 4 a.m. just to line up at Starbucks store for a chance at the limited edition seasonal bear cup, sparking fights and chaos at multiple locations. Here's an idea, Starbucks. If they're so popular, make more.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
But again, I get look at this. $349.99 or best offer. $285, $290, all of these on eBay to get this thing that's probably worth 10 cents.
Yeah.
It's just...
It's just a good... I mean, it's a lesson in supply and demand, I guess.
I mean, I
people
guess...
People want it, you charge whatever you want. $300, just a little cup.
It is funny when you look at some of these higher-end things, whether it's clothing, alcohol, whatever that celebrities have gotten into.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, yeah, I want to get those. What about those, what were the big red shoes, Joe? Do you know what I'm talking about? Those red shoes?
Yeah, that's like Kanye had them on. And
yeah, Kanye was wearing, not that. It's just like they look like rubber red shoes, like clown shoes almost.
Yeah.
And people were buying them, and how much, they were a couple $1,000s, I believe. And you're looking at it going, it looks like you're in a cartoon. Like, what? That's what you wanted?
Stupid.
But it's what people get. I bet if you look up big red shoes, you'll see it, Ed. So, but this Starbucks cup, like, I mean, I get people wanting things. I get people collecting stuff. But this is absurd. You're going to fight somebody over a plastic bear? You got issues, man. And I got issues telling you got issues.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah. Would you... eBay, $76.
Oh, that's how much they are
stock
now?
Stock, $298.
Yeah.
This can't be real.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Rare Starbucks Bear Cup Holiday Edition 25 brand new. Oh, it's brand new. Want to guess the price?
I mean, I saw as high as $349. Is it higher than that?
A little bit.
$50,000.
$50,000. $50,000. $50,000.
What are we doing?
Come on.
I mean, Shooter McGavin
said... This is on eBay. This is real.
Shooter McGavin said it best when he said, go back to your shanties. What's wrong with you people?
Another one, $21,000. Same thing. I can't believe this.
Those aren't completed listings, though. They're just people putting that out there to see if some idiot does it.
I'm aware what it is.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like this happens all the time. My parents spent $200 on me to get a Razor scooter when I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
Now you're buying those things for $10 a year after that.
Did they buy you the sandpaper underwear, too?
Yes, they did. And then we all jumped off a bridge.
What bridge, though? I need to know.
Starbucks branded bridge.
Look at these people. It's unbelievable that people want to spend this type of money on something. Like, I remember my family got into all this stuff. When the Furby, my grandmother passed, and she had a bunch of Furbies left, and everybody in the family were like saying, oh, I want to get this, I want to get that, and looking at all the different things. I'm like, I don't want anything. It's going to have all the damn like, Furbies and whatnot.
Yeah, what are those little things called that you mentioned before, the little furry things?
Laboo-boo.
Are they furry?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just...
They look like troll dolls, yeah, kind of.
But they don't even do anything. Like, I thought they talked or they, you know, they pooped or something. Well, like
they pooped? No. Is that why you're buying
like
it?
Like a Japanese thing they had years ago. Like, it taught you how to take care of something. This thing, I saw it about a register. Where the hell were we? I don't know, Key West. I'm like, what the hell are these things?
Did my laboo-boo, la-poo-poo? Oh, daddy's going to clean you up. My laboo-boo, la-poo-poo.
Do you know what they call the fake ones?
What?
La-foo-foos.
Oh.
My nieces are in love with these things.
Well, correct me though. Like, aren't you buying them and you don't know which one you're getting? Like,
yeah.
Like
so that adds
cards?
It adds like a level of kind of gambling to it because some of them are more expensive than other ones.
These sons of bitches! You know, there's like three of them made of the really rare ones, and everybody's chasing it.
Like, you know, the corks on Blanton bottles.
Yeah.
Troll dolls. Do you know I carry a troll doll every day?
Do you?
100%.
Where? Oh, in your bag.
Yep.
Is it for luck or did somebody give it to you?
My son gave it to me.
Okay. Well, then that.
My son gave it to me when I was.
How old was he?
He was about four.
I thought you were going to say 23. No.
He was four. I've carried this.
Oh, my goodness.
Every day since he's 4 years old.
Now everybody gets to see your troll.
There you go. Wait, let me give him, let me fix his hair. He's not ready for the camera.
Oh, no.
There we go.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Every day. I will never ever be without this. I'll be buried with this.
I'm trying to think. What were some of the other more popular things that people went crazy over? I know Pokemon.
Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies. Oh, my God. My family had so many of those things. Did you watch the documentary on that?
Yeah. That guy was a piece of work.
Crazy.
Really? He sacrificed his own company. Like, right at the height of it. Do you kind of remember how it just kind of ended one day?
Yeah.
So he basically, at the height of the popularity, he said, all right, we're retiring all of these. And they're never coming back. And he thought that he was going to build even more hype. And it didn't. It just killed it all.
Yeah.
And they never, and he never recovered from it.
I mean, there have been so many stupid things that come out. The Tickle Me Elmos. And I get that, it. Yeah. I get it when it comes to a kid wanting something. You know, like I remember being a kid and wanting a Turbo Man. And then I found out my dad was actually Turbo Man. It's Turbo Time.
I think this isn't the first time you've gotten your life confused with the life of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, well, my apologies then. Anyway, all right. Well, that's your shovels. I did have another. I don't know if I want to use this for World of Stupid. I'll just bring it up here real quick. There was another meltdown at an airport. This was at Orlando. A woman kicked a gate agent, calls for the police, then damages Southwest monitors, just starts punching them and breaking them up. There's two guys there, and they're walking away because they don't want to be caught in some sort. Like, I'm sorry, if a woman kicks me or throws a punch at me, I'm pinning her ass to the ground until security gets there. What took security so long?
Yeah.
At an airport.
Like, I don't know what has given women the right to think they can punch someone consequence-free.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this lady.
You punch me, you should get dropped.
That's the other guy.
I'm serious.
He kept his hands in the air like this and kept walking away. Anyway. All right.
All this, you never hit a woman, is nonsense. Somebody's punching you, assaulting you like that at an airport. Sorry, babe.
Yeah, babe. Well, we're going to talk gambling coming up at 7:30. There's a new interesting thing that's going on with Major League Baseball. I'll tell you about it if you don't know. But up next, MLB insiders are reporting that the O's are going to be one of the more active teams in the free agent market. But are you buying it? I can't wait to talk about this because there's so many people online that were pissing me off. We'll get into it next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back, Big Bad Morning Show. My mic always comes loose over here, so I'm always trying to, I guess if you're watching us on YouTube, because we're live on there now, you'll see me messing with this microphone all the damn time.
Don't have it in front of your face, we can yell that.
Yeah.
Why don't they just get us desk mics and be done with it?
That's an idea. Like that one?
Yeah, exactly.
Or like that one?
Well, the ones that just, no, the ones that actually just stand up right from the, yeah.
Well, I mean, you could have it either way. Those are like the ones you can take that are portable. You can take wherever you want, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a ticket.
Yeah. Well, what if I brought my own in? Could I plug it in?
I don't know. Like, I have my own, like, professional.
The arm is still in the way. That's the problem.
Not for long.
Well, they want to take it out, but at the same time, it's the studio is not built for cameras.
No, it's not.
So other stations will have skinnier mic arms that come from the bottom, whereas these hang from the top. That's what they want, but we can't change that.
Because there's no money. Mm. Right? Like, it's no money.
Yeah. Well, it costs
we
money.
We have no money.
What a broke.
We've had no money since 2000.
Yeah.
We've had, how they keep the lights on is beyond me. They've had no money.
They've been.
Ever.
They've been wimpy.
We have no money for raises. We have no money for promotions items. We have no money. We have no money for skinny mic arms.
I'll gladly pay you next week if you can pay our electric bill this week.
It's like we have nothing.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I think Coppermine must have no lights. I think they're running a long wire, an extension
you didn't see
cord.
It? We got the extension cord.
We did. And their lights are blinking across the street. I see people in the gym are in the dark because we have lights.
I think we're stealing Earth, Wood, and Fire's cable.
Because we have no money. Can we talk about this, our live streaming?
If you want, go ahead. Because, I mean, we got some baseball stuff to get to, but I'm going to carry it over the next two segments. So, what do you got? Would somebody see something? Or
no. The fact that I wanted to send to Celeste was asking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I already dropped the ball here. Yeah. Joe, listen to this. So, Ed was trying to find where the live streaming is.
Yeah, Celeste wanted it. I said, you want to see where I said, you and I are on YouTube today. You want to watch? Oh, my God. Yeah, I'd like to see it.
So Joe,
send me the link.
Joe said 105.7 The Fan is the place to go. So you Googled 105.7 The Fan, right?
Yeah.
What came up?
First thing that came up is Ed Norris still on 105.7 The Fan.
Joe, he looked at me and says, do I talk so little that people think I'm not here?
Thanks, Rob.
Also gone for 6 months.
Does he still work on the Fan?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that cancer.
They're not. You were still gone.
Hold on. He offered to work.
Oh, that's true. Let's not forget that either.
He did offer to work.
It sounds like crap when you're not in studio.
I don't think so.
Not they had the right equipment.
I think you said
no, it does not sound good.
Oh, then how do people do with Right America?
They don't do it very well. Damon Amendola can be by himself. That's different.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think if they gave us, instead of using that headset we use for remotes, just give you a desk mic and real earphones. It's the same with your podcast and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I got real earbuds, like professional ones that I wear at home on some podcasts. Yeah. And then I got these crappy ones that you can even see. I taped them together. If people haven't realized I'm not a materialist, did you look at this? No, you did him? It's just going to sound like you want to get Joe riled up again.
It will. Like when you guys were gone for COVID, it sounded like crap. Half of you weren't paying attention the time, like half the time.
What'd you say?
It's my job to be, I have to be responsible for everything that goes out over the air. So if you sound like crap, it falls on me.
Hmm. Well, that sounds like a you problem, Joe. No, actually, he turns it into a you problem because you want to work from home.
Oh, well, you're not going to like next year then.
Jesus. All right. Here we go. Let's talk about this. All right. So this is the thing that really irritates me because as soon as you see this, I retweeted, I don't know if it was Bob Nightingale or one of the like fantasy outlets that kind of post baseball stuff. And it said the teams that are expected to be the most active, and they list like six teams, right? Here, what am I doing this? I got it right here. I do this all the time where it's like, I got to remember it. I can't look it up because then I'm cheating. So the way it goes with this in particular is they had the Orioles listed amongst the usual suspects, right? Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, Braves, Blue Jays. And then the Orioles are sitting right there in the middle. So what do you think everybody writes? Oh, that'll be the day when they sign a free agent. They're not going to spend any money. Why? Why does everybody, this ownership has had the team for two freaking years.
Not even full, I don't think. I mean, two, like, full years.
What is it with, I think people just want to be negative all the damn time. So what happens when you have all these outlets that are, it's not local people, it's not the Orioles telling you, you have all these outlets that are telling you that they're a dark horse for Kyle Tucker.
It sucks when people are negative all the time. Yeah.
All right, we're, Joe. Well, the okay, we're going to get to a phone call here in just a second. But I want to bring this up because Like, if they are in, it's been stated that they're going to be on these players, the front office has come out, and this is a new front office. Stop treating them like the Angelos. At least give him a chance to show you he's not going to do
right.
it. And people want to look back at last offseason and go, no, what they did is, a long time ago when Mike Elias said this team was going to be run like the Rays, that's what he was going to have to do under the Angelos. So these signings that you were seeing last year, I think those were more of the type of signings you would see if we didn't have the ability to go out and spend money the way that they can. I wouldn't be shocked if they signed a Kyle Tucker, or at least, and people goes, oh yeah, we'll be in on him, but are we really going to offer him a contract, or is it going to be, you know, we offer the lowest contract to him?
They didn't do that with Corbin Burns.
No.
And that came out later.
No. So it's just crazy. All right, Joe, let's go out to the phone lines. Antonio in Rosedale wants to talk. Antonio, what's up, buddy?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good, man.
Happy Taco Tuesday, guys.
Yep, happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day. Do you think the Orioles will consider bringing Cedric Mullins back for next season? Have a wonderful day, guys.
Thanks, bud. I personally think that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
I don't. If Cedric Mullins came back, it would be in a... See, I don't even see that, because you're not using him as a fourth outfielder because he's playing center field. He doesn't have the arm to play the other, like left right. or right. I mean, you could play him anywhere because he's so good at covering ground.
But he doesn't have the arm. He could never play right field.
No, no. I mean, left would be an option at some point, but then you're going to look at it. If your fielding is your best ability, which I think clearly with Cedric Mullins it is, especially at this point of his career, you're going to have to add something with the bat if all of a sudden, you know, you're the fourth outfielder. You're not bringing something to the table.
Give us a little something.
A defensive replacement. And I think he's better than that, personally, but just where we're at. So, again, with the Orioles, though, we've heard so many rumors about the players they're going to be in on. They've already went out and made moves. I don't get that people can't give him a tip of the cap for the Andrew Kittredge move. You get a 17-year-old Dominican prospect, and then you get the player back, and all you give him is cash.
Yes.
Cash.
Yeah. Checkmate. Yeah. It was a great move.
And by the way, the other thing to think about with free agency that the Orioles typically don't do, and I think they're going to have to readjust, but the farm system is reloaded again. You got to consider signing guys that have signed qualifying offers and lose your first round pick and lose your second round pick.
Yeah.
These are things that may actually happen this offseason. Like, I think Framber was offered to qualify. I mean, there were a bunch of the guys out there were offered qualifying offers. The other thing I found interesting was what I sent to the, you sent that article out, Joe, to the group. And I've been telling Rob, I was like, Pete Alonso's out there. And he's like, the Mets aren't going to let him leave. The way that the story sounds is that the Mets don't want him back, that they want a better defensive first baseman, that they need to allocate that money in different areas, and that they don't consider him, you know, a prime piece to come back, which I get. He had a nice year last year. That cat would fit perfectly in the middle of this lineup.
Imagine his bat in this lineup.
Yep.
That'd be awesome.
So I just think that I think the Orioles are going to be way more active than a lot of these people think. And before you start naysaying, at least give them a chance in the offseason to show you that they're
who
not going to do it.
Excuse me, get on mic here.
What the?
I didn't see the Alonso thing.
So I sent it to Joe sent a story to the group. What was the here? Let me see. I got it.
I think
here.
That was Rob. I don't think that was me.
I thought you sent it. No, the 10 biggest MLB hot stove questions. You sent that, right?
Yeah.
You're JL in our group chat.
Well, yeah, but that wasn't. I didn't put that on there strictly for that blurb.
Oh, I know the whole thing.
Oh, okay, but yeah, I wasn't focusing on that one.
I just want to let you know, when you send something to the group, I read the whole damn thing.
That is nice. I do like when people do that.
And I sent the clip back. Here's what it says about Pete Alonso. Does Pete Alonso finally find a permanent home with the Mets? Nope. David Stearns, Mets president of baseball operations, was ready to let Alonso walk last year. Alonso had a monster year, but they still missed the playoffs, making it easier to walk away now. They are preaching defense, or in the words of Stearns, run prevention, and they are expected to let him depart unless he signs a deal that they can't turn down. That's not going to happen. The GMs are predicting the perfect landing spot for Alonso may be the Red Sox.
Oh, please.
So the Red Sox don't have a bunch of first basemen? Anyway.
But the best about him, he's a right-handed bat.
Yeah.
We desperately need a right-handed power bat. And he fits that perfectly.
You know what's sad is Mayo may eventually be that, but you can't wait. You can't sit here and wait on it, man.
You have it now with Alonso.
Yep.
I didn't realize he went to Plant High School. I just happened to
be near you, or what?
That was my neighborhood school in Tampa. Okay. That was they produce a tremendous number of pro athletes.
Yep.
I think Wade Boggs went there too. If you went to Plant High School, they have a whole bunch of pro baseball and football players.
Unbelievable.
Oh, you know what? Michael Givens went there.
Okay,
him too.
Yeah. He was a shortstop and a pitcher.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what we're going to do next. MLB is talking, well, they're going to limit player props to $200. If you haven't seen this, it's something that is happening. Do you agree with the move? And do you think some of the other leagues will jump aboard and get in on it? I'll give you my take on this and why I think they should be doing this when we come back right here on 105.7 The Fan. Welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris. I'm going to talk a little gambling here and some more baseball as well because all of this applies. Now, what's happened here recently is basically a lot of the sports books have come out and said that they're going to limit player props to $200. Just so people know, like, player props for the longest period of time were limited. Like, for things, because you could bet on the Golden Globes, the Oscars, you could bet.
Just the ceiling that you can bet?
Yeah, you can only bet the 200 max, so that way it limits them getting burned.
Right.
And it also limits player people complaining. It's like, oh, that game was fixed. We saw that. We want our money back. And let's say you had to give it back. Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's also going to stop guys from, if the max that you can get on a player prop bet is, you're going to need, it's like $200, you're going to need that player to throw the game or throw off the point spread where there is no limit. So I think it's better eliminating these player props where, well, what's that? They got so-and-so to miss a free throw? That's a weird bet. Oh, what's we have $700,000 coming in on this guy to miss a free throw? You know, like, people are so stupid. They monitor all this stuff. They don't even need to do anything. The damn computer does all the work.
Yeah.
And this is red flagged. That's red flagged. So
Dana White caught it.
Well, I love what John Rollo said when he came on with us, where he was like, hey, this is a situation with the UFC where Dana White is going, no, I'm not letting this get the best of me. I'm going after everyone. Yeah. I know a lot of people don't like Dana White, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of people that love him, but I love that he's doing this for his business. You know, like, I don't want anybody skirting the issue. I don't like, people are laughing at Class A and Ortiz with the Cleveland Guardians because they threw away millions of dollars for $12,000. Let me repeat that real quick. If anybody,
yeah,
like, people are making the meme, you know, the meme of the guy walking with the girl and he turns around and looks at the other girl.
Yeah.
So the girl now has whatever, $30 million written on her chest or whatever, when she's looking, turning around. And then the one that he's staring at has $12,000 on it. And you're going, why would you do that? Like, what? For what? And we're not going to get caught. It's unbelievable. The best closer in baseball, Class A was called. The best closer in baseball was throwing. And the funniest thing was, who was the player that swung at he threw one in the dirt on purpose. Was it Páez for the Dodgers? It was somebody. He fouled one off. The Vlad Guerrero bounces in the dirt and he fouls it off. And he's like, damn it, I got to do it again now. He's going to throw another wild pitch. But I think
why is Class A betting on anything? Is there anything you can't buy on the planet?
But again, if he's just doing that to make himself a couple of grand, like, the other guys were doing it because they were with the mob.
Yeah. Why do it at all?
I don't know.
Is there anything you can't buy on earth?
No.
No. I
mean, he had everything.
He got everything.
They were talking about he was getting ready to sign like a 40-some million dollar deal.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
12 grand? 12 grand's 12 grand, man. And people are asking, do you think other leagues will follow suit? Of course they will. The NBA's got to look at this because this is, like, they have the most player props that you can take advantage of any sport. Like, we could sit here and talk about football. The only guarantee is that the quarterback and the running back are touching the football. It's the only guarantee that you have on offense. Mm. Now, I don't think any of these teams are coming out running the option and not throwing the ball. But as I'm saying, like, a wide receiver, you get to him, he's like, hey, we need you to drop this or drop. You don't even know if the ball is coming his way.
Right.
So when it comes to the NBA, there's five guys out there. There's a ball out there. You can pretty much do whatever you want. You know, it's going to come your way. You're going to touch it. There's not many people doing the Tony Snell where they play 38 minutes and get zeros across the board. Just ran cardio for the entire time. So these guys haven't. That's why I think the NBA, more so than any of these other leagues, they should be doing it as well.
And they all should. And it's funny you mentioned, you know, Dana White. I'm going to consider, he's like a commissioner of that sport. I think he's the best of all. He's very tough on that organization.
How do you feel about Adam? We always said, said that Adam Silver was the best of the bunch. And now we find out he knew Terry Rozier was in this gambling scandal and he let him get traded to the Heat.
Yeah.
How do you let that happen?
I don't know.
Because you're trying to save face and you don't want the black eye.
Because I did have him as the highest of the four majors.
Well, it's not difficult when you look at Bettman?
Bettman.
You look at Roger Goodell? No. And then Manfred here, who Rob wants to give credit to all the time. Yeah, it's just a piece of hardware. No, it's a World Series trophy, you dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get over that guy. But again, like, I love gambling, and I've been a part of this almost my entire adulthood. It's just been in my DNA. Like, this, I do this every day. Like, I got up this morning, I checked the scores from last night, from when I went to bed.
Yeah.
And then I'm scrolling through, looking at the spreads this morning, and already started on it. Ed, what's the first thing I do when I get in here? I write down my sheet with my plays on it, separate it, all the things that I, like, these sheets, my wife's going to murder me. There's about 1,000 of these all over my house.
This is so funny you say that. You just cut me off. You didn't cut me off. You beat me to it.
Yeah.
My question to you, my friend, why did you have a notebook?
Huh. Because then it means I have to carry it with me all the time. And that's a valid question. I don't know. I don't have a good answer.
You don't have
for
to keep 1,000 different sheets. I'll give you, I have about 1,000 notebooks, as you know.
You know what
I
I'll
write
do?
Everything down.
You know what I'll do is I'll rip the sheet piece of paper. I was doing a
I'm looking at you every day with this stupid piece of computer paper you fold in half. Like, why does this man just have a notebook and have it permanently bound so you have all your props?
I was doing a podcast yesterday in the little area that I record from. There's like about seven. Oh, hold on. There's about 50 of these. And so, like, I set the one down and I was grabbing the other one looking at yesterday's results.
Yeah.
And then I lost this in the paperwork. So I'm literally going. And then I realized I'm recording by myself, and I said, oh, you guys are going to find out something really quick. This is what I do, and I'm holding up a stack of these folded papers. But it's been a part of my life, but it's also something where there's a lot of things that you can't trust in this industry anymore. And maybe we couldn't trust it before, and we weren't privy to it. It's like hearing these stories about things that happen at fast food places and what could be in your food. And it's like, well, if I don't ask and if I don't know, does it hurt me? You know?
I just, they say people that don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Like, did we not learn from the Black Sox scandal? Did we not learn from Pete Rose? Did we not learn from, I think, Sonny Liston? Like, all these things that have happened. Primo Canera was notoriously mobbed up.
Yep.
I mean,
fights were fixed all the time.
All the time.
So, I mean, we got to step out. I do want to talk more about this later because I think it's interesting. Coming up next, don't forget at the top of the hour, we got Ken McCusick coming in for two segments from Film Study Baltimore. We'll break down this game, talk a little bit about Cleveland coming up. Also, we're going to talk Ravens next. Now, the way that we're setting this up is, do you think the adversity the Ravens have faced already, now all the tough times, the losing in 2025 will help pay dividends down the road? I also had somebody send me a question. Why is illegal formation important in the NFL? Why do we even have it? I'll talk about that and why we have it. I think a lot of people understand, but there's some people that don't. We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatic Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatic's events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatic Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatic Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Yeah, so welcome back. A couple of things, just to piggyback off of last segment, had a couple people reach out and say rumors out there whether or not these guys had gambling debts and that's how they got tied in, but also something that a lot of us aren't going to think about because it's not something that usually happens in the U.S., but how about their families living back at home and the cartel forcing them to do things? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if any of this is true, but like after what we've seen, it seems plausible now that something like that could happen. I did have somebody ask me about illegal formation and why it's illegal in the NFL and what does it mean. It's basically to protect the defense from who's going out for a pass. Because if you didn't have it set up that way, then you could obviously set different people up depending on where you line up. So, I mean, the basic thing is legal formation rules exist to prevent the offense from gaining advantage by confusing the defense about which players are eligible to receive a pass or block. That's why they do that. I did have somebody ask. So, let's get into this quickly because, you know, we talked about the adversity that the Ravens have faced in 2025. Do you think it pays dividends down the road? Now, if you're talking about this season, yeah, I think it's put you in playoff mode this early in the year. Now, again, the good news is that I feel like you have one break point, maybe two, meaning that you could lose two games and still get in. Mm-hmm. If you win all your divisional games, you're going to get in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have different ways for this to work, but ultimately, the best way for it to work is for you not to lose.
Yeah, you know, that would forward. Be. Yeah, that's the easy solution. It looks. Listen, it's tough to go on a run like this, but they've done it before in recent years. They can do it again, and they're going to have to.
I think it's interesting that the Patriots game looks tougher than the Packers game right now.
A lot tougher. Seriously.
It does.
So look at both of them this weekend.
That's one I was wrong on. I was like, you guys, come on, man. It's the Patriots. They haven't played anybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they won a divisional game. Oh, they went down to Tampa and won? And Tampa's coming off their bye week? Okay. You piqued my curiosity. Now you have my attention.
You got my attention now. No joke. It's like, yeah.
So I do think getting battle tested, being hardened a little bit, you know, going through tough times, it does, you know, it. When you come out on the other end, there are certain things that aren't going to affect you the same way that they did before. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I guess.
You know, like if you've been bad, like it's just like being battle tested. You've gone through this before. Maybe you don't win in this situation, but going into it, I still think you're going to have the type of confidence. And I think this team is ready for it. The key for the Ravens is just stay healthy. Stay as healthy as you can. And I know that's easier said than done.
Yeah. And that's beyond you. And that's for everybody. Yeah. But it's true. I mean, some of these, you know, these little trite expressions are a real thing because they make sense. But they've done it before. I mean, they've gone on these runs in recent seasons. You know, so like you say, they battle tested. They've seen this before. Mm-hmm. Not everybody has. They've faced a lot of adversity. They've battled through it. They've come out, you know, ahead. They won a division a bunch. It's a postseason issue. They just got such a big hole with all the injuries this year that it's very tough to recover from. But it looks like they're going to do it.
If I put you on the spot today, they mm-hmm. make the playoffs?
Yes. Yeah.
I think they do too. Joe, do you mm-hmm. think they're making the playoffs? Is he?
He's not there.
Oh, he's not there? So, well, that's the best answer he gave all day. Thanks, Joe. We can say whatever we want. You're not going to say anything? Okay.
Yeah, he went to go pull the wings off a fly.
For his benefit, not the flies.
100%. Yeah. So. And he's going to magnifying glass it to death. Yeah. What the hell happened to our sweet little kid? He just...
I hope he watches this back like, oh, they really just took a flamethrower to me. Hey, Joe, nice to see you. Actually, he went to go get Ken McCusick. Joe, you're going to have to go back and listen to this segment, okay? you played a big role in it not being here. But yeah, like as we were talking about it with the Ravens, I think they're making the playoffs. And how crazy would it be if they make that run to the Super Bowl? And we keep talking about it, the video where you go back to Tyler Huntley winning that game and going, man, how huge was that? Because I remember going on Ken's podcast talking about it as maybe the greatest backup, you know, win in Ravens history. looking back at Anthony Wright and some of the other games that have gone on, Trent Dilfer, and so on and so on. So I just, as bad as the season started, it does make it kind of a little bit more exciting going down the stretch now, because now you know you can't lose. And by the way, if they do lose one of these games next couple weeks, you know, as soon as they lose, man, I told you they're done. I knew they're done.
Of course, yeah.
That's our first Monday morning quarterback.
My favorite is when somebody gets injured. I know. I told you he's going to get hurt. And if one more person says someone's too, you know, slight or not big, these are some of the best athletes on the planet. Don't tell me that. Well, I could see he was going to get hurt. Really, really. Did you ever see Jonathan Ogden? Yeah. He got hurt.
Yeah, he's big.
He's rather large. Yeah, not too many humans bigger than him. It's so ridiculous.
You know he's got to get fitted for his own clubs because of his size?
Of course he does.
His shaft's bigger than most people's.
Is it?
Yeah. That's what I hear. Right? It would make sense. Joe, is that right? He's got a longer shaft. Anyway. All right. I'm sure Ken's going to enjoy walking right into this
I think Ken regrets coming in today already.
Ken McCusick's going to join
us. Ken is shaking his head in disgust.
It's okay. I got a couple of shows for you to watch, Ken. There's a few really... If you haven't watched Pluribus yet... That put it next on the list. Yep, Pluribus. You got to watch it too.
You guys need some kind of hobbies.
This is our hobby.
You watch too much television.
Ken and I are going to get together and just watch TV
shows.
You need
to go bow hunting or something. Spend some time in the woods.
Can I take my TV? All right. Well, we got Ken McCusick coming up next. Film study Baltimore. Break down this Ravens game. Talk Ravens nonstop. And maybe how the future looks for them. That's coming up right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.